from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A point in time count of homeless people in Cochrane District goes this week. It's not quite accurate to call it a census because it's voluntary. Natalie Halleck of the Cochrane District Services Board says several allied agencies are doing the work.
October 10th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and October 11th from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. We have outreach teams who will be going out into the communities across the district to count the number of individuals who are experiencing homelessness.
That's all followed by 30 days of other means of surveying the homeless. The data will be used locally to ensure priorities are on the right track towards ending homelessness, and will go to the federal government to formulate programs. There's more on our website. Horizon Timmins is marking 40 years of supporting people who are nearing the end of their lives. Board member and accompaniment volunteer Chantal Morrow says it began as the French Catholic-led Albatross in 1984. In 1993, it became Horizon Timmins Palliative Care.
And it's become incorporated and non-denominational, so it doesn't matter what religion or creed a person is, we will attend to them as well.
Whether you need its service or want to help provide it, listen to our interview on MyTimmonsNow.com for much more information. Healthcare issues are top of mind for the Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities. Among the discussions at last week's board meeting were doctor and nurse recruitment challenges, support for a request from Hope Air, the Medical Travel Assistance Program, for multi-year provincial funding, and concern about the future of Toronto's Billy Bishop Airport. Phnom says the airport's proximity to downtown Toronto benefits work, travel, and tourism, but is also critical for medical services. A letter of support for the airport has been sent to the Federal Transport Minister and the Mayor of Toronto. The province is looking to help smaller Ontario communities build transit services. $5 million is being earmarked for the new Ontario Transit Investment Fund. The Ministry of Transportation says it'll help people living in the north, rural areas, or other communities with limited transportation options. The fund will support local and inter-community projects like bus service, on-demand shared rides, and door-to-door transportation. Applications for funding will be accepted on an ongoing basis, with programs expected to begin next year.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.